And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
On Thursday, the 2nd of February.
I bet Shaylee doesn't know what this is for. Well, I don't know.
Well, that's true. Might hear this an awful lot today.
Because it's Groundhog Day?
Oh, look at you.
Have you ever seen the movie? No.
Okay. I got you,
I got you, babe. Well, never mind then, I guess.
I do think we should send producer Joey out and mostly see if he sees a shadow at Donut Lounge.
I think so.
I think that's the best place for lighting.
I thought it was Starbucks, personally.
It could be both.
I'm okay with both.
You better check the lighting in both,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, you
sure,
don't
why not?
Make a rash decision and say,
no.
Well, I did
you
see
gotta
a
make
shadow
sure
here, but yeah.
Right?
It could change by the time he gets to the other place.
Maybe he needs some McDonald's breakfast burritos.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
I don't feel like any of this is paleo.
This is not part of our paleo diet.
No.
It's good enough.
Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie. Although we've had like 60s and stuff, so I wouldn't say that we've had a terrible winter.
No, it hasn't. Has it snowed more than, I mean, we've only got a
handful
of times
of snow.
Really, just kind of those two.
Yeah.
Two times, maybe.
You don't
maybe
remember
a
that
couple of inches.
Horrific ice storm we had a couple weeks ago?
Right. And I did. I waited in line at Hy-Vee for like 45 minutes, getting my stupid bread and milk.
What are you going to do with bread and milk? That's my question.
Who are we kidding? I had fruit snacks and Doritos.
Exactly.
Well, we did. We hunkered down. We canceled plans. We all stayed home for 4 days. We had no ice. We had nothing at my house.
And then by day three, you all wanted to kill each other.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
Luckily, my Walmart's never packed, so I went shopping.
Yeah, the kids
was behind one person in line.
We were trapped at home for 4 days, and I remember the kids had hit the point where it was like, Mom, she touched me. She looked at me. Oh, stop. Just stop.
No, it was a great excuse to do nothing.
It started that way.
Just nothing, which was awesome.
It started that way, but by the end, I was out. I was done. I was ready to be away from my kids for a minute, and yeah, the ice storm that never was.
Well, happy Groundhog Day. I think it's going to happen sometime in probably, what are they probably doing, about a half hour, 45 minutes or so?
I think it's, our
ahead
time
of us.
It's in the 7 o'clock
the
hour.
7 o'clock? Okay.
I think.
We're going to wait for some daylight, I guess.
But I think we could send Joey out, like, in about an hour.
Sure, right.
Send him out to see what he sees. Like
you still have that top hat?
I do have the top hat. It's in my office.
Required wearing. We will find out. The weather report today is Punxsutawney Phil makes his annual appearance on Groundhog Day. If Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, then spring is right around the corner, they say. If you're seeing smoke, possibly flames, there is a massive structure fire in Kansas City, Missouri this morning. It's down near 18th and Vine. So they're saying you can see it clearly from the highway. So if that's where you're driving, Vine is closed from 18th to 19th this morning while they deal with that. It is an abandoned building, so it doesn't sound like there's any injuries there. The Washington Post reports President Trump had an unpleasant conversation with Australia's leader. Apparently, the president ridiculed Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee deal during a phone call Saturday. Also reportedly bragged about his election win before suddenly ending the call. It was supposed to be an hour-long conversation. Only lasted about 25 minutes, though. Trump reportedly told Turnbull that it was the worst of 5 conversations he'd had with world leaders that day. The medals presented at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo are going to be made out of recycled materials.
Cheese.
They're going to be made from pieces of old telephones and appliances. Congratulations, you've worked your entire life for this moment. Here's an old telephone.
Here's a crappy brick phone from the 90s.
The phones and washers are being donated by the public in an effort to give them a sense of involvement in the Olympic Games. The recycling is going to include about 8 tons of metal, including 40 kilograms of gold, along with silver and bronze. The collection is a first of its kind for the Olympics. Organizers say the collection ends when the required 8 tons is collected.
Where did you say, where are the Olympics going to be held?
Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo. Okay.
In 2020, yeah. Gotcha. The second-ranked Jayhawks defeated number 3 Baylor 73-68 at Allen Fieldhouse last night. Jayhawks now 20-2 overall, 8-1 in the Big 12.
I'd expect them to be 10th in the poll that comes out on Monday. It'd be great.
And an angry Australian woman called local police to report that her drug dealer had drastically increased the price of her marijuana.
What?
Yes. I know. Police said they received a call from the woman on Sunday complaining that the dealer had requested more money than usual. Completely offended, the woman demanded that police investigate this outrageous price hike. The woman apparently had little to say after making her initial complaint, as she immediately hung up the phone when authorities asked her for further details. Police also encouraged any other local residents looking to settle price disputes with their neighborhood drug dealers to contact them for help as well. They said, if you know a drug dealer who's ripping you off, give us a call. We'd love to help.
I love when they put that on Facebook. I saw that the other day. Independence or Olathe or somebody.
Uh-huh.
Said, man, we're just checking the quality of stuff out there. If you want to check the quality of your bag, then just call us. Let us know.
Do you feel like your eighth was only a tenth? Call us. Let us settle that dispute.
Was your dime bag more like a seventh? Give us a call.
I don't even know what any of that means.
I don't know. I just heard it on a movie once. I just got a new promotion, but
I got high. Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, man, we got all kinds of stuff today. So first of all, you remember how Bud Light had people looking for gold cans of beer?
Yes.
They were giving away Super Bowl tickets for life. Well, a Kansas guy ended up winning that.
What?
He's flying out today to go to Houston, his first Super Bowl ever. And then he gets to go to the Super Bowl games for the rest of his life.
No way.
Guy from Wichita.
What?
Huge Chiefs fan. His name's Lyle Randa. We're going to chat with him right before he gets on the plane to go to Houston. So we're going to chat with him in the 7 o'clock hour, find out how he won Super Bowl tickets for life.
Dang.
And it's a cool story because he wasn't supposed to get this particular beer. So we'll get the background story on that. Yeah. We also have more Win 'em.
Jethro, you bought the wrong bear. Dang it.
More Win 'em before you can buy 'em John Mayer tickets. We'll play the accent game about 7:45 this morning. David Koechner, Tipton, Missouri's very own Dave Koechner. He's got a brand new show that premieres on CBS tonight. It's called Superior Donuts. Premieres tonight after the Big Bang Theory. So we are going to talk to Dave Koechner at 8:30 this morning. We will chat about Superior Donuts and maybe ask him about Big Slick, too, because that's coming up this summer.
Hey, and Punxsutawney Joey, are you on the walkie-talkie line here?
I'm on the walkie-talkie.
Oh, are you ready to get some Donut Lounge shadow goodness?
Sounds awesome.
Fantastic. We'll see if Joey sees his shadow with 7 more weeks of donuts coming up.
Come on!
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, I believe we are just in time for the groundhog to see or not see his shadow. They're doing it right now as we speak live. The groundhog is out. Yesterday, Addie, by the way, tells me that the groundhog is actually a woodchuck. Did you know that?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck.
Okay, let's put Phil on the stump.
Oh, we're going to see now if he sees his shadow. This is it. This is the big defining moment, I guess.
You're not playing a movie clip, are you?
No, this is live happening right now in Punxsutawney. They put him up on the stump, and they see if he sees his shadow, which I don't understand because they pulled him out of a tree.
Look at me.
So I don't understand how this works.
Phil! What do you mean you don't like it?
The guy's wearing a top hat, though. I like this. This is good.
Okay, we got her.
I want there to be a drunk heckler.
Get in the hole!
Ladies and gentlemen, he has made his prediction.
Oh.
Come on, we'll do it right here. I'll hold it for you.
Talking about the groundhog.
This is incredible. You want to give us traffic until we have a prediction?
Jeez, I guess so.
Hear ye. Now this second day of February 2017, the 131st annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club before one of the largest crowds in the history of the Groundhog Day.
Wow.
They see that every year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators, was awakened from his brogue to the cheers of his thousands of faithful followers.
Get to it.
Get to the point.
In Groundhog Ease, he directed the president.
Can I wear a swimsuit tomorrow or not?
Which reads,
well, you can.
At Gobbler's Knob on Groundhog Day, we celebrate
it
a
is called Gobbler's Knob,
holiday.
Isn't it?
It's mighty cold weather you've been braving. Is it winter or is it summer you're craving? Since we've been up all night and starting to toddle, I, Punksy Phil, shall not dawdle.
Is he right? Come on.
Is it right?
I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. Six more weeks of winter.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It shall be.
Well, we waited all that time for that.
Seems anticlimactic, yeah. Doesn't it?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You know, you want a prediction about the weather, you're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
That's ominous. Wow, that's crazy. I got to say, I think I jinxed us, everybody.
How?
I think I did.
You're
I think
to blame?
I jinxed all of us.
For
all
what?
Of us in the world.
You're to blame for six more weeks of winter?
No, something worse than that.
What?
Last year at this time,
okay.
I was writing stuff for Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was producing things for Groundhog Day. I was getting ready, and this is what I had our voice guy record.
The Groundhog says winter ends early this year.
Yeah, and Donald Trump is going to be president.
What?
I made that last January for this day last year, and I think I screwed it all up for us. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't even know till I came in this morning and
you
found that.
You can send the hate mail to 508 Westport.
Yeah, well. Yep, I did it.
Brian Truda.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I need to be on the other side and say thank you. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just... I don't want to make everybody angry. I'm trying to make everybody happy.
Okay.
Should we talk about something more exciting, like the puppy
Can
bowl
we
I
just,
saw?
Yes, please. Puppies over politics anytime.
I'm so excited for the puppy bowl.
What time does the puppy bowl air? Is that halftime?
I don't know. That's pretty divisive, though. Those kitties are...
They do that before the Super Bowl? I think it's like during part... Or
it is
before
during.
Part of it.
Part of the commercials?
They rerun it all night, I think.
Okay. I'm going to watch it all.
Then there's the kitty halftime show.
All right. Time to give something away. We've got some advanced passes. Passes to an advanced screening of 50 Shades Darker. And we're also going to get somebody qualified for that little weekend getaway to Branson. We've got a two-night bed and breakfast package and a suite at Chateau on the Lake Resort down in Branson, which is gorgeous. If you would like to look it up, we are going to draw the winner for this trip tomorrow. So you only have a few more chances to get qualified. You could do that here if you know the answer to this question at 576-7102. Today is the day this happens. What is it? It is not Groundhog Day. It has nothing to do with that. Something completely different. Today is the day this happens. What is it? Your first hint? Stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Okay. It's always Jen's impossible question. By the way, if you didn't catch it, about 10 minutes ago, this is actually what happened in Gobbler's Knob with Punks and Tawny Phil, the Groundhog.
My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. Six more weeks of winter, it shall be.
Oh, so there is that.
Yep. Thanks a lot. I blame you.
It's all me. I did that, I guess.
You need to look at the cute puppy bowl.
I suppose
Sneak
I did
peek.
That.
First Trump, now six more weeks
now,
of winter.
Yeah, right, exactly. God, I'm just awful. All right, let's go to Ricky in Kansas City. Ricky, what do you think? It's an impossible question.
This happens on this day every year. What is today?
Okay, let's go to Lee Summit. Here's Paula. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
All right, what are you thinking here? It happens every day on this year, or every year on this day.
Doing their New Year's resolutions?
Yep, giving up.
Ooh.
We're over those New Year's
Already,
resolutions.
Huh?
Yeah. Yep. According to some apps, they say the first Thursday of February is the first day of the year when people check in at fast food places more than gyms.
Oh, no.
What did I tell you? Six more weeks of carbs. Here it comes.
Yep.
Probably more than 6 weeks.
You got it. So we're going to send you to the...
Yay! That's exciting.
Advanced screening of 50 Shades Darker. We are also going to get you qualified for that weekend trip to Branson. You can stay at Chateau on the Lake Resort, which is gorgeous. You'll have two nights in the fantastic Ambassador Suite there. We'll draw for that winner tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right, Paula, you hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info there. Entertainment news is coming up on the show.
And then after 7, we're going to talk with this Kansas guy who won Super Bowl tickets for life. He is literally getting on a plane within the next couple of hours to head down to Houston. But first, we will chat with him about how he won.
Lucky dude.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chap lips.
On their chap lips, right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and shake that hog out there.
Yeah. Come here, Groundhog.
Well, it is. We didn't have good news this year.
My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. 6 more weeks of winter, it shall be.
A lot of booze in there.
You know, I feel like you're taking a negative approach to this, because what that means to me, as I just heard at that time, 6 more weeks of winter means 6 more weeks of scarves and sweaters, which means I can eat more, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's what that means. I can hide the padding.
But not the carbs.
I can.
Not the carbs.
Paleo.
Guess I didn't think of it that way.
See? I'm trying to be positive today.
Well, happy Groundhog Day, everybody.
More boots.
Nevertheless.
Yep. Somebody who's not going to be able to hide her belly any longer, Beyonce. The photo announcing her pregnancy with twins.
I thought you were talking about me.
The photo announcing her pregnancy with twins is now the most liked Instagram picture of all time. The singer took to Instagram, or as Shaylee calls it, Insta.
Yep.
She took to Insta, posting a photo of her baby bump with the caption saying her family will be growing by 2. According to the social site, it only took a little over 7 hours for Beyonce to break Selena Gomez's former record. As of now, Beyonce has over 7.7 million likes, surpassing Gomez's previous record of just over 6,300,000 for her post of her in a Coca-Cola ad.
Are we amongst friends? Can I just say what I'm thinking, what everybody's thinking?
Okay. Sure.
Why does it look like a bad People of Walmart picture? I'm just asking.
It's true. I haven't met anybody
like
who said
family
that's a great
photos.
Picture.
Well, the thing that's weird to me is like the flowers. Somebody mentioned at first that it looked almost like a funeral floral arrangement behind her. Like,
right?
Those are weird flowers, and I don't know. But I didn't know there was so much hate for them, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I saw a ton of comments like being negative toward them, like, oh, I feel sorry for those kids.
Well, that's kind of awful.
I didn't know that there
regardless
was...
Regardless of who they are.
Negative feelings toward them as a couple.
I mean, like Hova. I say these things to make Shaylee cringe.
Yeah.
I just can't with you,
Brad. What?
I didn't know there was a hatred of
what?
Them. A lot of angry comments.
I would love to see you at a Jay-Z concert.
Didn't you should have seen me at the Watch the Throne concert?
Did you dance?
Jay-Z and Kanye. I was there, 12th row.
Did you dance?
I did.
Like hit the Kwan kind of dance?
No, you don't do that.
Oh.
You just kind of bounce and do the white boy lean.
You having a seizure?
Are you saying white people can't go to certain concerts, Shaylee? What are you saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
Seems
I'm
like
saying,
a blanket statement.
No, yeah, no, right? No. Just Brian Truda. Just specifically.
Specifically. This white boy.
Dude, yeah. I was rocking it out at the
No, my
Watch
point
the
is I've watched your dancing, and I feel like Jay-Z would call you out on stage and say, this is terrible. Please don't ever do that again.
I am excited about this. Bruno Mars is in talks for a Prince tribute at the Grammy Awards.
Oh, wow.
Featuring members of The Time. Sources say the performance has not yet been confirmed. It's also unknown whether Bruno Mars and the group would be performing songs by Prince or by The Time. That doesn't make sense to me. Why would they come out and do songs by The Time? I don't know. That seems weird.
Why wouldn't they?
I would love it. Shaylee, it would make
this
no sense
to
awesome.
Her. Would be awesome. Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh. Mm-mm-mm.
The Grammy Awards coming up February 12th in Los Angeles. Ever heard this song, Shaylee?
Nope.
I bet Joey has.
Probably.
Nope. Excellent.
Thanks for having my back, Joe.
And singer Courtney Love is going to be in a new Lifetime movie about the Menendez brothers.
Wow.
Courtney Love is going to be playing Kitty Menendez, who was murdered in 1989 along with her husband by their sons Lyle and Eric. Reports indicate the film is going to explore the extreme abuse the brothers endured at their father's hands while their mother looked the other way. They were convicted of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to life without parole.
God, that is the hot thing now, is to go back and troll some of the old cases, isn't it?
I just saw JonBenet on the cover of a book. That story is still everywhere.
I was obsessed with that case. I still am.
Yeah. Who did it?
I have no idea.
JonBenet, they trotted out OJ.
Yeah.
The Menendez brothers, they had the big deal about.
Sure.
There's another one that they're doing, too. The next season of American Crime Story is supposed to be something big, too. Ah, one of those old cases. I got to think about it for a second, what it was.
I say it was her brother, by the way.
I don't know.
He'll sue you.
Yeah, please, take all I have. You can have all $8.37.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And boy, oh boy, something big happening this weekend.
So it was back in November that Bud Light announced that the company was offering one lucky fan the chance to find a golden beer can and win Super Bowl tickets for life, up to 51 years. And I remember us reporting on that, talking about that story.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
When they came out, and I was like, oh, man, sure. We have to find this gold can. And then you actually found it.
I did find it.
And so
I would have never believed it back then, but I did find it.
Now, did you know that they were doing that? Were you just going on a beer run? How did that come about?
It was over at the holidays, and I had friends and family over, and it was just one of them days that we were running low on beer, and I had some more friends and family coming over, and we were running short on Bud Light in the refrigerator, and I told my wife, I said, we need to make a beer run down to the local store. And so that's what we did. We ran down real quick because I keep a fridge in my garage, always full of Bud Light. And came back home, opened it up, and stocked in the fridge. And long and behold, there was a gold can in there. Didn't you know it? First thing I said to my wife is, we got to get on BudLight.com and upload this photo and get this game going, because I'm in this to win this. I said, I want to go to the Super Bowl.
That's awesome. And you knew what the gold can meant. You knew what that signified.
Absolutely. I absolutely did. I mean, I knew about it, but, you know, it's one of them things that you just, you know, you dream about that never comes true. And, you know, and one of my dreams came true, that I get to go to the Super Bowl with Bud Light, and today is today.
Well, and I had read that the store wasn't even supposed to get that shipment of Bud Light. Is that right?
Well, yeah, they did a story with him, I guess. I never really seen that, but that's what they said. They said that he got the wrong shipment to his store, and he was going to ship it back. And he said, well, I kind of like that display of Bud Light right there in the corner of my store. And he said, so I'll just go ahead and keep it for, you know, for another month or so, and until over the holidays. And I guess that's what he did. And then after that, pretty much history.
There you go. We're talking to Lyle, who's about to get on a plane right now for Houston. He's going to the Super Bowl after finding the gold can in a case of Bud Light. Now, Lyle, you're down around the Wichita area, is that right? And you're a big Chiefs fan?
I am in Wichita area, and I am a big Chiefs fan. I also like the Minnesota Vikings, but, you know, unfortunately, I don't get to watch them, so I'm a huge Chiefs fan. So, yeah, I love the Chiefs, and I love all my friends in Kansas City.
And so you're getting ready to get on a plane, like, now to head down to Houston. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl before?
No, I have never been, and my wife has never been to an NFL game.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be her first experience.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, here in a short time, I'm going to get on a plane, and we're going to Houston. Compliments to Bud Light.
That's awesome. Well, Lyle, I will tell you, as somebody who has been to a couple of Super Bowls, that it's all about the parties. Are you going to get to go to any of, like, the Bud Light parties? Are they going to take you around anywhere? Do you know what your schedule is?
Well, I don't really know my schedule, but pretty much said that they're going to take me to the, all the Bud Light parties that they're going to put on down there.
Yeah. So
they, you know, I just, and I'm in it. I'm in it, you know. I'm gonna represent Bud Light, put it that way.
And for a second there, were you thinking, because this happened around the holidays, so you had some time, were you thinking for a moment during January, my Chiefs might be there. This might be the greatest thing in the world.
I actually did. I actually thought, you know, if the Chiefs were playing good, that would have been so awesome. I mean, I just can't imagine, but maybe next year I'll get to watch them.
There you go.
You get to go to the Super Bowl for the rest of your life. There's got to be a Chiefs game in there somewhere.
There's got to be, and I'm thinking next year will be the year. That's my prediction right now, the Chiefs. The Chiefs and the Vikings, it wouldn't get any sweeter than that.
Well, I hope you get to see that game. At least definitely have fun down in Houston, and give us a call next week when you get back and let us know how the game was.
Absolutely. I could do that.
And right. If you get a lifetime supply of Bud Light or anything like that, have any extras, we'll take that too.
Sure.
Oh, well, and then that means I'll have to drive to Kansas City, and I do come to Kansas City off and on, so, you know, I might even be able to swing by. Who knows?
Hey, look us up when you're in town, my man. All right, brother, we'll have fun down there, and enjoy the game, okay?
Oh, we will, and thank you. And I'd like to give a shout-out to all my friends in the Kansas City area up there. It's wonderful talking to you. You got a great, great city up there. I love Kansas City.
What's that jangling I hear headed my way?
It's Lyle Randa.
Someone carrying a case of my favorite drink. Listen to
found
the cooler filling
can
with ice. We're getting ready to have a big time. I always love the sound of a cold Bud Light.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again? And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, don't hold your breath. 7:30 at the show. Jen, Truda, Shaley, Joey's in the house.
Yeah, we are going to have 6 more weeks of winter, according to them.
Didn't work out so well.
My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. 6 more weeks of winter, it shall be.
That happened about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
You can hear the booze. Can you just imagine like a bunch of drunk hecklers throwing tomatoes? We ain't winter.
6 more weeks of winter, it shall be.
You suck. Let's not forget that it is in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, they have all the Philly fans. They're probably like throwing batteries and
right.
chucking bags of urine and whatever. They're bad up there. Bad fan. They're even bad fans of the groundhog.
I read that hotel the Eagles. Rooms there for this big event were more than they were for the Super Bowl.
What?
Hotel
what?
Rooms there.
No. You're
yes,
lying.
There, they were $450 a night. And
what?
In Houston right now, you can get them for $350 a night.
Well, wait, hang on. How many hotels do they have in this town?
Probably,
is there like one?
Probably one and a half. Like some old lady's house that she
right.
turns into a bed
is
and breakfast
bed
once a year. You can sleep in a back room for $20.
Oh, sleep gosh. On the porch.
I don't know why she sounds like that. But
right. I don't think
does.
They sound like that in Pennsylvania.
Shani, you going down to see the groundhog?
Can I just tell you, I was on Craigslist looking for free pallets because everything in my house is now made out of pallets.
Yeah.
But I came across, I love Kansas City. Man, we offer some fantastic free things on Craigslist. First of all,
what'd you find?
There in Brunswick, Missouri is a free rooster. This has got what? Pictures of him. Look, it's got a picture of it like running. It's a blurry picture and it says, he's nice, but he's loud. He needs to go now. Less than 6 months. Not a great photo because he likes to move around. Very healthy, very active. So do you need a free loud rooster?
What?
That's available in Brunswick, Missouri.
I think I might have to drop this, but that's not the cock I thought you'd find on Craigslist.
Wow. Might want to hit the delay there.
I did.
I also...
That was for your benefit, though. And everybody listening on the app, hello.
You can say that in reference to a rooster. That's
you
a,
can.
I mean, that's
right. Yes.
Fine.
Sure.
We can...
But now everybody else out there will be just left wondering what we said.
Oh, I think they can figure that out. Portable boxing punching bag. We need this,
we
for
need
the
this
studio.
Studio.
Yes.
How many times a day do we say, I want to punch somebody in the face?
all we can have time. Interchangeable pictures that we put on there.
This is available on Troost in Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, well, you
wait,
go pick it up. We'll see
just
how it goes.
Free stuff, right?
This is free. Punching bag is now gone. They had a trampoline and a punching bag.
What?
It says the punching bag is gone.
Can we get the trampoline though?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's get some energy out. Best of all, what I found free on Craigslist: Victoria's Secret thongs.
What?
A set of eight in different colors. Says never worn. They were given as a gift, but I don't wear this kind. Free to a good home.
Okay, right.
All of these things available here in Kansas City.
So you're saying
for free.
This is interesting. All right, 5767102, because I know that people buy clothing from garage sales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I have seen people offer underwear before.
Oh, all the time.
And I'm going, who buys?
So funny story. It's actually on Marketplace. If you go on Marketplace Facebook,
yes,
if you're just scrolling through, you see that all the time. Not for free.
Yeah.
But they will offer underwear.
Well, there's now. Let's be real. There's a couple different routes. There are some that purposely are selling them.
Right.
True.
Oh well.
You know what I mean?
That's, yes,
and then there are
okay.
some who are like, "Hey, I promise this," because we have our neighbors give us hand-me-down clothes all the time because they have two daughters too that are older than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And one time she gave me a package of open underwear and she's like, "I promise you, we have never look. They're still rolled up. We have never worn these. The kids, we opened one pair, they didn't fit. The rest of the pair has never been touched. You can have the package." I promise they're not used.
I've told you my theory, though, on Facebook Marketplace. It's just for voyeurs. You go on there, there's pictures of, like, they just want to wear their bras and their dresses and put their picture out there.
And that's their place to show off?
Yes.
Apparently, yes.
Aww.
You go on there right now, I'm telling you. That's all it is.
Well, you've been there all morning, so that explains.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Groundhog Day, and Joey, the producer, just put on a top hat in honor of that and immediately looked like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Thank you. Truda said Amish.
I thought you looked Amish as well.
So or in either one works.
The Amish version of Slash.
That's very weird.
I would see that.
All right, time to play a round of the accent game. Shaylee got true to this game for Christmas. It's called Utter Nonsense, if you actually want to go buy it. But the way it works is there's a deck of cards that has an accent and a deck of cards that has a phrase or a couple of sentences that you have to read in that accent. So we have some players on the phone that will try to guess our accents. If they get it correct, then we will choose one of them to go see John Mayer at Sprint Center.
All right, so which one of us is going to go first?
I can go first.
All right. So let's say good morning then to Amanda from Kansas City. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
All right. Excellent. You're going to play with Jen here.
All right, Amanda. Listen closely. And remember, this isn't necessarily like another country accent. It could be anything. Joey was
be the way that
a couple of days ago. Yeah.
That was fun.
So focus on the way I'm speaking, okay?
Okay.
Like, I celebrate summer solstice. I don't know what it is, but I celebrate it to the max.
Oh, my God.
I know what you're thinking. That is not her normal talking voice.
Yeah.
Like, I totally celebrate summer solstice. I don't know what it is, but I celebrate it.
I would just say, like, a California Beverly Hills accent.
Valley Girl!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Good job, Amanda.
You are in the running for the John Mayer tickets.
All right, Amanda, you stay there on hold. Rita from Leawood's up next. Good morning, Rita. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, good. All right, Joe, you going to go next?
I will go next.
All right. Rita, you've got to guess what Joey, how he's speaking here.
And keep in mind, it might not be like a specific country or regional accent.
Okay.
Hey.
A good robot captain like myself will cost you $1.50 an hour.
Okay. I'm going to need you to do that again.
Can you do that again?
Yeah, I didn't even like how I did that the first time. Yeah, a good robot captain like myself will cost you $1.50 an hour, say?
Is that like a trucker's accent?
Oh, no.
I'm going to say it's like a 20s guy, like an old-timey guy.
I was going for, it said gangster, so I was going for like a 20s gangster.
Yeah, well, I got the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't get to try again because that really wasn't that great.
How about some 50 Shades Darker passes? We can give you that. Can we give her that?
Okay,
we can do that.
We can give her that.
Okay,
all right.
We'll give you some advanced screening passes.
All right, stay on the line there, Rita. Blair from KC Mo. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning.
All right, so you get me. Lucky
okay.
you. So I'm going to attempt my accent now.
Okay.
Stop it. I mean, I'm going to have to turn so I don't look at you.
Are you sure it was my license plate they mentioned in the Amber Alert?
Can you do it again?
I'll try.
Are you sure it was my license plate they mentioned in the Amber Alert?
It sounds like a older man.
Okay.
Does she need to be more specific?
Well, it's kind of like a way of talking. I don't know. I don't know how to give a clue without giving it away. Yeah, you kind of do.
Do you want to use the prop?
Or can you
and you want to do a third and final with the prop?
I don't think I can use the prop for the game, can I? Is that allowed?
I'll
let
you use
third party tools?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This seems weird. Is it going to work audio wise?
Yeah. It'll definitely work audio wise.
Okay.
Yes. Shaylee prepares the prop for me, so hold on a second, Blair.
I have no idea. I have not seen these cards. I don't know what accent he's actually attempting. And quite frankly, I don't even have a guess based on what he just did. So let me see. Hold on. They're getting a prop ready for you. And Brian's doing something here. He'll talk in a
second. Are you sure it was my license plate they mentioned in the Amber Alert? Okay, so how am I speaking there, Blair?
It sounds like you have like a helium balloon.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes,
that's right.
That was helium.
Oh, perfect.
And now, oh no, he's continuing to suck helium.
You got it. I got the balloon in studio, and it is the helium.
Quick,
hold
sing
on
Sweet
for one
Caroline.
Second. There's Sweet Caroline, bop, bop, bop. Good times never felt so good. So good.
Jen loves this for some reason.
Who doesn't love Ariel?
We need an encore.
Do you want to come over and see my collection of sports memorabilia in my basement, Jen? That's just an inside joke we were talking about earlier. Anyway,
can you go back to
all
the
right,
song. All right, Joey. Please don't call and yell at us. We know helium is not safe. Kids, do not suck helium. It's not safe.
All right.
Get in a lot of trouble for that.
Amanda and Blair.
And remember, kids, don't try this at home.
However, it's very funny when Brian does it.
So Amanda and Blair are in for John Mayer tickets.
I forgot we're actually doing something.
Giving away tickets.
Okay. Joey picked.
Sprint Center. April, who's going?
Amanda is going.
Amanda's going.
Amanda! All right.
How do you feel about that? What do you think about John Mayer?
I love him. I'm so excited.
Your body is a wonderland.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Wow, it's wearing off.
How about you just go see John Mayer sing that song?
It'll yeah.
Yes, I would love to.
There's a lot of balloon left.
Give the other contestants
you guys want a shot?
50 Shades Darker pass. Joey, I want to see what Joey
now
sounds
just,
like.
Joey, now I'm just ahead. A pusher.
Yeah. See.
Here, wait. Joey, go ahead and read.
I feel like we've done something we can go to jail for.
Here.
Joey. As if what happened at 7:30 wasn't bad.
That one's not appropriate.
This is
all right, Amanda. Yeah. Good job. Hold on for one second. Rita and Blair, we're going to get you passes for the 50 Shades Darker screening AMC Barry Woods.
I don't like things I don't understand, like airplanes and vegans.
Fantastic.
Love this. Take a shot while the balloon's still up.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right. Hey, look, 5767102. I want to talk to people this morning who have either discovered somebody cheating via social media or they have been cheated on and by an app.
What leads to this discussion this morning?
I was just going through the old Book of Faces last night.
Okay.
And I happened to see a friend of mine who she put up on Facebook as her status the following. That moment, you're helping a friend with her new dating app, and while scrolling through, you see another friend's husband's profile.
Ooh.
What a P.O.S.
That is not okay.
Wow.
So she's helping a friend with a dating app, another friend.
She doesn't say if it's the Match or the Tinder or the whatever.
You're setting up a dating profile.
Right.
And another friend's husband pops up.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those.
Damn.
That's awful.
That's actually happened to me before.
What?
With a friend. Yeah.
It's happened to you? Well, we want to hear 5767102 if it's happened to anybody else
not
out there, too.
Not to me, but I was in that same situation.
You're setting up somebody's app? And
uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, and it was super awkward.
What did you do? Did you immediately go to the friend?
No. So here's, maybe I'm a bad friend. It was somebody that I haven't talked to her in like probably 10 years.
Bad friend,
years.
I messaged him. Without for coffee.
We dated for 2 years. It was great. No, I did not.
No, she was just a neighbor.
You can talk to Dr. Truda. It's okay. I'm not a psychologist. I just play one on the radio.
No, she was just a neighbor. I haven't talked to her in years. And I was helping a friend set up Tinder. And I've never even met this other girl's husband, ever. But I just saw him on Facebook, like all their pictures together.
Right.
So I recognized him right away in his name. So I'm helping her set it up. And she's swiping through and I see this guy and I'm like, oh God, that looks familiar. And I pull up on my phone. I'm like, oh, this is awkward.
Were they divorced? Because if you didn't know her well, maybe, oh, they weren't divorced.
No.
There was none of
but
that.
Wait, he's using there was, like, his two, picture.
There, like 2 days before, there was a very sappy love post of love my husband so much. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, he's using his picture and he's using his name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, because to play devil's advocate, I'd be like, dude, somebody's obviously catfishing. You know, that's not, they stole my picture, but that's not my name.
No, you just want to get caught at that point. If you're using your real picture and your real name, you want to get busted and get out of the marriage.
Wow.
Now, it was easier for me because we haven't talked in that long. So I'm like, I'm just going to let them handle it because I'm going to step back and act like I never saw this.
Right.
But if I was good friends with somebody, that would be
I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there now. If that happens, you tell me.
Well, I would tell you.
Immediately.
I would tell you. But
okay,
I'm just saying
that is
super
awkward. Okay,
well,
the next time I see Kyle's picture on Tinder, I'll let you know.
Please do. Dang.
Yeah. Super weird, right?
Huh.
I can't believe he... Yeah, I mean, real picture, real name. I think at that point, he just wants to get caught.
Yeah, that's true.
And get out of it. And there was a sappy love post right before.
It was like 3 days before. I'm like,
that.
Because I went to her profile to make sure. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe they're separated, divorced, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, like 3 days before. Love him so much. Awkward.
Well, 5767102, if you've ever been in this position, what did you do? Now, all of the comments that started, of course, this got a ton of commentary, and people were like, okay, well, you've got to screenshot it and send it to your friend. Just hit send and walk away and let this develop as it's going to, or something of the effect. So what do? You let it slide, but you didn't know the girl that well, right?
Yeah, not really.
Does it depend on, like, how close you are to the person?
Oh, absolutely. Completely. Because, if it was Jen's husband, I'd be like, hey, listen. This is what's happening.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. I want to follow up with her and see if she ended up sending him a picture, a screenshot, or if she called him, anything.
All right, we'll try to do a show update a little bit later on and find out what exactly took place here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Premiering tonight on CBS. It is a new show that stars one of our, we're going to call him a local guy, Tipton, Missouri. And I do have the little in on him because I did work with his brother, Joe. Let's welcome to the show one more time, David Koechner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys feeling?
Good.
Doing well. I think the last time we talked to you was around Big Slick time, and we're about halfway there again. Looking forward to another great event this summer. But, hey, congrats on the new show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, very exciting.
It looks great. I watched a couple of previews that were available online. Judd Hirsch looks hilarious as a grumpy old donut shop owner.
Yeah, Judd's amazing. You know him from Taxi and Dear John and Independence Day, but he's an amazing actor, and it's a treat to work with him every week.
And so it's a donut shop. Is it Chicago? Because it's based on a play.
Yeah, it's based on a Tracy Letts play from 2008. Tracy Letts, the guy that wrote August Osage County, if that's familiar to people.
Yeah, okay.
It's a play that started in Chicago, then went to Broadway, and then all these years later, they've turned it into a sitcom. It's set in Uptown Chicago Donut Shop. The neighborhood is gentrifying, and... his business is going down. Another guy keeps offering to buy the business, but that's his whole life. So a young man from the community comes in and challenges, a guy named Franco comes and challenges Arthur to make a go of it, to save the donut shop.
And Katie Sagal comes in as a police officer.
Katie Sagal, always amazing.
Yeah.
You know her from Married with Children and Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, she's fabulous. And then Jermaine Fowler, the other lead, is just got charisma to burn. He's fantastic.
And you are Tush, a freelancer?
I am Tush, the longest running, Carl Tushinsky, Tush for short, the longest running customer at Spirit of Donuts. Apparently, I got laid off from the John Deere factory 25 years ago, and I have come in every day since then.
Is it true that you're sitting there with a fax machine waiting for job offers?
In some episodes, I get gigs or work, odd jobs, handyman jobs, dog walking jobs, all kind of jobs via fax that I set up there in the donut shop.
Perfect.
We're talking with Dave Koechner here, Superior Donuts, premiering tonight on CBS. And I was reading through a couple of different interviews, and there are actually real donuts on set. Is that right? You have real donuts and prop donuts?
That's correct. We have some prop donuts, but every day of rehearsal, we have real donuts, and it's a real temptation. Just sitting around smelling all that sugar, it's tough.
I was going to say, Jen over here and Shaylee, the girls here are doing these different cleaning and cleanses.
We've got the paleo diet now. We're eating healthy.
And they're like, oh, no carbs. We can't have any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, I tell you, because they all look delicious. They are actually delicious, too. So we'll sometimes just pick at one, you know?
Sure.
Just not eat the whole thing. Like, share it between five people. Otherwise, we're all going to get exceedingly heavy very quick.
Well, I saw you looking pretty sharp in a sweet Kansas City Chiefs coat when you came to a couple of games.
Yeah, we came back for a big slick tailgate in November. It was the Tampa Bay game. Sadly, we lost that one, but that was a lot of fun. Got out with Rob Riggle, did the Fox show. He has the Riggles picks, so that was a lot of fun.
Now, do you care about the Super Bowl at this point? Are you so hardcore Chiefs? That's
at this point, to me, I'm kind of looking for the Falcons to win it because the Patriots have been there so often.
Yeah,
kind of bored of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not invested.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a lot.
Logic would have you root for the American League, but it kind of hurts.
It does a little bit.
You just don't want to root for Tom Brady. I don't. I don't know.
No. Yeah. No, I don't either.
Yeah.
I think we've discovered that most of the world now is rooting for Atlanta. I think that's pretty much, besides the pocket of New England, a little up there, I think everybody now, they're all Falcons fans.
Yeah, that's true. We're suddenly fans. Although, you have to have respect for Belichick. The guy's amazing.
And they've already announced dates for Big Slick. It's June 23rd and 24th this year.
Yep. Yep, well, this year we were able to avoid Father's Day, which is good.
Right.
So, yeah, it's always fun. We'll be bringing a bunch of friends and, the same events, the softball game. We'll visit the hospital a couple of times. We'll do the bowling tournament and then the big slick party on Saturday night with a live auction. So it's a joy to do, and, if we can make a little bit of difference, it really feels good.
Dave Koechner, hey, as a little personal aside, your brother Joe, he doing okay? He's doing well?
Joe continues to open more and more pharmacies.
Of course he does.
There at Atchison, Kansas. Hiawatha, Kansas. He's got them all over. He's got about four of them. I think he's a kingpin at this point.
If you need drugs, you find Joe. That's where you go.
I stopped short of saying drug kingpin.
It's kind of the wrong thing to say about that, sure. For a while there, I had trouble keeping track of whether he had more kids or pharmacies.
They may be equal.
Right.
He has tied me. He has five kids, and so do I. So,
wow. Holy cow.
10 Koechners between us.
Man, you guys go big, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have your own big slick team. It'll be the Koechners versus everyone else at some point.
We could.
Yeah, you're going to switch that over. You could play football pretty soon here.
Well, I think Superior Donuts looks funny. I'm excited to see it. The special preview is tonight after the Big Bang Theory, and then it'll be on Monday nights on CBS.
Right on. Watch it, folks. It's a fun show.
Looking forward to it. Dave, thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time, and we'll see you back here in town for Big Slick.
Right on. Always a pleasure.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right. We've got this wonderful package to give away. First of all, winner will get some advanced screening passes to go see 50 Shades Darker. Also going to get you qualified for a two-night bed and breakfast package in a suite at Chateau on the Lake Resort down in Branson. It looks amazing. Look up the pictures of Chateau on the Lake.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Check it out.
Great views.
We will give away this trip tomorrow, so you only have a couple more chances to get qualified for that package.
All right, let's start off your trick-or-treating this morning with Christina. She is in Olathe. Good morning, Christina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, Jen's got the trick-or-trending for you.
Okay, I'm going to read four things. Three of these actually trending. One is fake. You tell us the fake. Number one, bacon reserves in U.S. haven't been this low since 1957. Number two, nude jogger tells cops he's building immunity to cold. Number three, fireman will marry marathon bombing victim he saved. And number four, video gone viral, cat in love with fish, owner planning a wedding.
Which I'm going to go with number one, the bacon reserve.
That's true.
Oh.
That was a headline I just read this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but yes, as of December, there were 17.8 million pounds of frozen pork belly, which is made into bacon, in U.S. reserves. This is according to the Department of Agriculture. It might seem like a lot of bacon, but it's actually the lowest level since record keeping began in 1957.
What?
I know.
Oh, that is crap.
Sad. A world without bacon. We can't have that.
I know.
What is a world without bacon?
That's what I'm saying.
Seriously.
Christina from Olathe, I'm sorry.
Yes. We can send you to the 50 Shades Darker premiere, though, at AMC Berry Woods on February 8th, if you'd like.
Oh, perfect. Yes, thank you.
There you go. Hold on 1 second. We'll have Joey get the info. Nobody walks away empty-handed here, see?
All right.
To Platte City we go now. It's Veronica. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
All right. Shot here at Trick or Trending.
Three of these actually trending. Tell me which one is the fake. Number one, Donald Trump has plans for a new fast food chain. Number two, Idaho residents fight Bruce Willis over plans for a private airport on his property. Number three, Lady Gaga, the new face of Tiffany & Company. And number four, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, relationship movie in the works. Donald Trump planning a new fast food chain. Idaho residents fighting Bruce Willis. Lady Gaga, the new face of Tiffany & Company. Or John Lennon and Yoko Ono movie in the works.
Oh, I'm going to go four.
Number four, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. No, there is a movie in the works, and I think it's being done by some of the same people of 50 Shades Darker.
Is that right?
Actually working on that, yes. Donald Trump, as far as I know, not planning a new fast food chain. Sorry.
All right, but you hold on for 1 second, Veronica, okay? Because either we'll get you the 50 Shades Darker, or if nobody gets it, I guess we'll still be in the drawing. So
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, we could still be in the running.
So is it going to be like John Lennon, 50 Shades Darker?
I hope not.
He's like, whoosh.
I don't want to see them that way.
Come on, Yoko, bark like a dog.
Your accent is getting better.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to contestant number three.
Oh, Yoko. He had a deeper voice. The Liverpool accent. Jennifer is in Edwardsville. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right. One correct answer could take it all here, or we could put everybody back in the drawing here for the tickets. We'll see what happens in this round of Trick or Trending.
Jennifer, number one. Hillary Clinton has a new book scheduled for release this fall. Number two, Beyonce and Jay-Z expecting twins. Number three, Wichita 6-month-old already speaking 4 languages. And number four, Kim Kardashian testifying about Paris robbery. Which is fake?
Wow, it's a tough one.
The third one, the baby.
Baby speaking 4 languages. You are correct, Jennifer.
Whoa,
yes!
Look at that.
We are getting a new book from Hillary Clinton. Kim Kardashian will be testifying, and Beyonce and Jay-Z are expecting twins. Jennifer, you are now qualified for that big old little Branson giveaway we're going to give out tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are very welcome. Good job. Hold the line for 1 second. Veronica and Christina, we will get you hooked up with the 50 Shades Darker passes on this Groundhog Day when Phil unfortunately saw his shadow earlier today.
Yep.
And that means 6 more weeks of winter.
My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. 6 more weeks of winter, it shall be.
There's the booze.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.